Welcome, Dorje, to our welcome everybody to our hazard mitigation committee meeting. It's Wednesday, November 12th at 6:01 p.m. We're at Lot 2, Castle Valley Drive, and also on Zoom. We have present here at the anchor site, Colleen Thompson, Egmont Honer, Ron Drake, myself, Jasmine Duncan, and Town Clerk Jocelyn Buck. On Zoom, we have Dorje Honer. That's the entirety of our committee. So we'll just jump right in to open public comment. Hearing none, we'll move into item two, approval of the meeting minutes from our October 8, 2025 meeting. Anyone have a chance to look at the minutes? Or are we just doing that now?
I'm making sure I have the right ones that I looked over today.
I would take a motion to approve the minutes if anyone has finished reading them.
I move we approve the minutes as presented.
I will second.
Okay, we have some seconds. Taking a roll call vote, Dorje Honer.
Aye.
Colleen Thompson.
Aye.
Egmont Honer.
Aye.
Ron Drake.
Aye.
And aye. Okay, we'll move into item three, discussion and possible action regarding the comments on our latest draft plan. Jocelyn spent quite a bit of time going through and addressing Mason's comments. I have two small things myself. I don't know why I didn't mark the page on this one, but it was number four in the integration with existing plans section where you added some stuff. The last sentence on that, I think we need to change approach to approach. And earlier in the paragraph, it talked about the regional plan and referred to it as a regional plan. And then you referred to it as Grand County's plan. In the last sentence, I think it should also say the regional plan instead of Grand County plan. And then page 12, I thought it wouldn't hurt to add a sentence in the first paragraph, just stating that flood and fire are our most likely hazards, even though we did address several others, just so it's clear that that's why they got the most attention as far as our mitigation strategies.
What are you calling them? The most likely?
The most likely.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good addition.
Okay.
And those were my only two things.
Most likely.
So I'll open that up to everybody else.
So I have a number of comments. I can't believe I read the whole thing.
Not for the first thing.
Yeah, this wasn't the first read.
Well, carefully. Let's see. On page 7, This is the page 7 as it's numbered, not necessarily the 7th page of the PDF. And it's in the planning process section, number 3. Are you? Okay. Under public and other stakeholder involvement, it says, the second paragraph says, the hazard mitigation meeting agendas and minutes are posted to the town's website. It would be nice if you'd add agendas, minutes, and audio recordings. And then in the next paragraph, it says, members of the town council, Cassie Valley Fire, Planning and Land Use, Road Department, and residents participated slash attended. Maybe also add town staff, because there's Jocelyn, there's me, there's Egmont.
You are the committee.
And this is saying who attended the, okay. It wasn't clear there. Sorry. I'm not going to bring up typos and misspellings.
Thanks. Yeah, we'll catch those things later.
Yeah. I had a question about, I think it's on the next page, under the 2025 plan update planning process. In the first paragraph, the last sentence of the first paragraph, it says, after that, a group was established in compliance with ordinance 2013-1 adopted to form the Hazard Mitigation Committee. Is that current? And I just realized the wording was confusing to me, but now I see that adopted means that's when it was adopted. Mm. So I thought it was kind of garbled sounding, but now I understand. Sorry. I would probably put adopted in parentheses there. And under inventory assets and estimate losses, never mind. That's just a typo. Sorry. On page 9, document the planning process. Again, maybe add audio recordings to that. Under fire, it mentions we have frequent thunderstorms during monsoon season. Are they really frequent? I just wondered about frequent or
sometimes.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you could put during the monsoon season, frequent thunderstorms and cloudbursts can occur.
Yeah, I was just wondering if frequent, considering don't get that many.
That would be a typical monsoon season.
And then down where Mason gave us comment number 22 on page 17. So it sounds like on all our little risk assessments where we numbered them, like mowing roads, policy changes, it sounded like he wanted us to add 3 things to all those: identifying who is responsible, identifying potential funding sources and time frames. Is that on each one of those possible mitigations?
No, that's only on our priority projects.
Yeah,
okay.
So he wasn't that clear that those were not all our priority projects.
Oh, good.
We cleared them up.
He's clear now.
But yeah. Thinking we were going to have to go add those 3 items to every single thing. So that's good. Um, On the bottom of page 21, where it says fall of 2024 through fall of 2025 about replacing the culvert, do you want to put a little sentence in there explaining about the delays because of government shutdowns and stuff?
No, to hell with it.
Okay.
We want to keep these things all on the same pages they're on now.
What?
The pages that they're already on. We don't want your, you know.
Well, I know.
Page formatting to get too wonky.
No, we already decided we're not going to spend a lot of work making it look nice, but
right.
The table of contents will have to be
done
anyway.
Yeah,
so.
It's a mess. It's the last frontier.
I'm trying to just skip to the ones. Oh, under communications and telephone service, in the introductory part of communications, under telephone service, you don't really mention Wi-Fi calling, which is what most people use anymore, from what I've seen. So we might want to just...
Anyway, it's an option, yeah. And we have that in there at some point.
Under telephone? Or
it's
under,
in a different place.
It's in a different, isn't it under internet?
Not exactly. But in the telephone section, there's really not much mention, just sort of implied about Wi-Fi calling. So I just wanted to suggest we should maybe put a sentence in about that. And also, there's a sentence that says private cell phone companies have said they are unwilling to invest in building a cell tower. Do we want to say anything about the recent letter we got from somebody representing Verizon who wants to talk to us about a cell phone?
Should we wait until we hear more from the fire commission about that?
We haven't heard anything. It's on the agenda for tomorrow with the fire.
Yeah, it's on their agenda. They're being approached for use of their property. So.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
I just wondered if we wanted to update it with that. But
probably not yet.
Yeah, you know, it's going to take, you know, it's a long process to get this thing going.
And a question about the first sentence on the top of page 38.
And you're referring to
the number
actual
pages.
Page numbers?
No, not the PDF pages, but the numbered pages. So the sentence starts on the previous page, actually, but it says, an emergency communication system available to residents during prolonged electrical or telephone outages. Notices have been posted to inform residents how they can access that assistance. Is that still current? Because we no longer post somebody out there when the power's out. I wonder if that was left over from.
So, I mean, that is something that happened. And so that's just describing what happened. The district and the town collaborated to set up an emergency system. And you could just put that notices were posted to inform residents how to access that.
Put it all in the past tense.
Yeah.
That's fine.
What page is that? 37.
That was the
end
top
of 37, 38. Top of 38.
So what is it? Notices were posted.
Okay.
I'll put were in there.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi calling were.
Got it. Sorry. I did read the whole thing, so. I think that's pretty much all I had.
Okay.
There was just typos.
Yeah, there were just a few additions that Jocelyn added, and that's basically all I was reviewing since we've been through most of the whole thing.
I just wanted to get the audio recordings in there because every little bit we can tell them we're doing.
Yeah, it's fine.
Essentially, all I have were typos.
Okay. Hey, Mark, do you want to go?
Yeah, the wireless calling was in there at some point in one of the iterations, but...
It's mentioned somewhere later on, but sort of
yeah,
peripherally.
Yeah.
But what I think
it was in here at some point, but then things got jostled around and...
I just looked over that, and I think that we changed it to voice over internet protocol?
Which is not necessarily the same.
Yeah, they're different. VoIP
okay.
is different from Wi-Fi calling.
Wi-Fi calling is when you use your own cell phone, as like you do.
Yeah. Uses voice over internet, but it is not necessarily voice over internet.
Correct.
It's not what's technically known as VoIP.
It uses the same protocol, though. For me, it's mostly about the priorities at the bottom of the document and it appears that communications disappeared again, or maybe wasn't in this document to begin with, but we had it in there before.
I thought I saw it.
I saw it too.
Am I in the wrong document then?
Priority four, investigate long-term reliable solutions for emergency communications both within the valley and outside emergency services.
Okay.
Got it?
Priority four for me is to identify the detailed issues in the major drainage system in Castle Valley Town.
Are you in the 2020?
I have...
Are you on the old ones?
The document that I took off, the email...
Within the document, there are two different priority plan projects.
Page 67.
There's the resulted ones that are 2020, and then there's the new ones.
And this is the one that mentions Wi-Fi calling, actually.
Yeah, but down in the...
In the...
Okay, so it's...
Page 67 is what I would look at.
And then I just flipped them. Yes.
So.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Got it?
Okay.
That's all that.
So what I did here is I put the criteria in there with our scales.
Right. And I made a note to maybe make it more clear that we're referring back to like fire mitigation number 8 or something, because I was confused about that at first. Like, what is...
Well, I said communications 5.
Right.
I mean, yeah, if you want to put the whole thing of what it was, but that seemed kind of whatever.
I just wasn't sure.
I kind of thought that it was silly to put him there, but it seemed like that's what he wanted.
What
so
that
that's what I did.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I just went... The communications is the hazard, 5 is the strategy that we chose to put that affects this priority. If that makes sense.
Do you have more?
No, I think I'm pretty much done. The rest is just...
Okay. I found one that I should mention that's the top of page 63. This is in the biological hazards probability analysis, but I'm looking at the box where it says analysis use, and it seems to me that most of those jurisdictions might have belonged rather up in the, maybe the agencies involved, which is the box right above that.
Yeah,
because those look like more like involved agencies rather than who's an analysis.
Right, I just didn't zoom them all up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, biohazards is a good term.
Analysis would... And then the analysis was the Utah Division of Water Quality, the Centers for Disease Control, Health Department. Is that where they split?
Yeah.
And there's also town departments right above that that's showing health department, county emergency department, and state of Utah, none of which are technically us, but I'm not sure.
Well, no, it says town departments and or agencies.
It's oh, okay, so it's splitting that box.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just need to fix that. Here's what I'm
at. Yeah, okay. It is splitting that. Never mind.
On the top of page 67, in the action project box, again, it would be nice to add the town website to that.
That was you.
This is under 20 of the priorities. It's the, let's see, the hazard address, fire hazard, and heavy overgrowth.
Okay.
And we actually aren't doing annual and mayor's annual letter because we're doing more frequent
mail.
Yeah.
So we might.
They're just not effective. It's kind of. I mean, it makes more sense to do things more timely and.
Right. So the, I just wanted to add the town website to that because I do sure. keep the news events as current as I possibly can.
So you want me to get rid of the town, the mayor's letter?
Yeah, because we're not really doing that. And we're more likely to do our. And we're, I think we're maybe even doing more than quarterly.
Yeah, just say frequent or intermittent town, periodic town email updates or something. Pick an appropriate adjective.
And website. And the website updates.
Move mayor's letter stuff, I think.
And actually the Facebook page too.
That's not our thing.
No. I know it's not our thing, but.
It's not our project.
Oh, that's right. Okay. It was mentioned somewhere else.
So pretty much the main gist of this whole thing tonight is seeing that I did okay with what Mason wanted us to do.
I want to say you did yeoman's work on that.
Yeah. I mean, it was hard.
Yeah, you did a lot.
So
I think so.
I think we've adequately addressed what Mason wanted us to do, I hope.
Ron, did you have any catches or?
I didn't. No.
So I guess then we come down. Well, I'll let you continue because so that takes care of Mason.
That's our comments. Yeah. So we can move on to item 4, discussion and possible action on adding another priority action project. So Jocelyn left room here for us to do that. Oh, look, it's a whole blank one.
A whole blank one, yeah. Waiting for ideas. No, I came up with one idea. What was my idea?
The water.
Water contamination thing.
Water monitoring.
Right.
Which is a mitigation act.
Right. So I thought that sounded pretty good. I was desperate.
Even though Mason said we didn't really need to even have that in there, or was he talking about the biological hazards?
He was talking about quite a few of the our hazards are not seen or recognized, but we're
I don't think that matters.
But I don't think, only because unrealistic, but he said it didn't have to be like, we didn't have to complete it. It can just be there.
Right.
Is there a minimum number we need to
know?
No.
So why are we doing this?
I think because we need to address all the hazards that we have addressed in the plan with a mitigation strategy.
Right.
A priority project, and we really have only addressed, I mean, the ones that impact us the most, because that makes, you know, sense. That's what we're going to focus on. Like, we really need a priority project for subsidence?
No.
Probably not, but I was also thinking at some point we discussed that only those things that are reasonably manageable by us or doable by us should be included as priorities. Because
and I think by adding that, you know, that these have never had a declaration and the only major hazards that we experience are going to be fire and flood.
Right.
And that is why we haven't really added more mitigation strategies for things like earthquake and substance and
right.
Because the likelihood is just so low.
And
our resources are like
so limited, exactly. Yeah.
On some of these things we can't even act on anything.
No. And why would we? Why would we set up some big plans for a major earthquake that we've never had?
So this is not a requirement to have an additional priority.
I don't know.
And adding another priority means that's another one if we do this again that we'll have to provide updates for.
Well, yeah.
On the next one.
He said that he'd like to see a priority project for each hazard.
Yeah, that was basically
the that's what he said. But a lot of our projects are multi-hazard things. They're mainly to do with evacuation stuff. So that covers all
any potential hazards. We should cover all hazards.
So, yeah.
So you have added, like, any and all hazards.
Right.
So would it be reasonable just to, you know, spread throughout these priorities something that satisfies him?
I think she's tried to do that by adding, like, this hazard address, any and all hazards requiring emergency communication.
That's what I thought.
Or any and all hazards.
I slam that everywhere.
Well, our priorities are fire, flood, communications, and emergency planning.
So when we're going back through the hazards that FEMA is going to actually be looking at, there is going to be mostly all of the natural disasters.
Right.
Fire, flood, earthquake.
But we had some that he said we didn't even need in there. Like such.
Right, so if we're adding big mitigation strategies for those, they're not even looking at those.
Right.
That's for us, because that's the important part of this process, is the planning.
Right.
When I start talking about fire and flood are most likely, it's somewhere up there in page 12, I should add something that in relation to what we just said, that our mitigation action projects are centered, influenced, whatever.
That's why I said on page 12 that you need to add something that states that the fire and flood are our most likely hazards, and that is why they are being addressed with mitigation strategies. While the others, while we did add them to the plan because they could happen, never have.
But those are the most.
Yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for?
And are usually pretty localized, like to one property.
Right.
So that just needs to be as clear as you can.
So if we clear up that, then we won't need to add more of those.
I don't feel like we really need to.
I don't either. That's what Mason said, that they like to see a project for every hazard, but that's why would we do hazards that FEMA doesn't even recognize? So.
Or hazards that don't happen.
Or really unlikely.
That some one property had a sinkhole, like what are we
maybe
supposed to do about that?
Maybe. Right. That's really
good. I think it's better to just prioritize the stuff that's actually going to have impact.
That's what they do in West Virginia.
I
Florida too. Sinkholes.
Yeah. What did you say, Sorge? I'm sorry.
I think it's just better to prioritize the projects that are likely to have actual impact for us within the next 5 years, especially.
Oh, yeah. Given our limited resources.
Absolutely. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. So I guess that kind of clears up item four here.
So I can get rid of that empty chart.
Yeah. So now item five, let's discuss our plan review checklist. Jocelyn would kind of like if we could lift this up and try to tackle it.
Well, the first thing, if everybody's good with what I have there now and I can make these little adjustments soon, and then I can send this to Colleen, and then she can do a very powerfully quick fix-up to get that table of contents going.
Because we're going to need to reference our page numbers for this planning tool. Our important thing. And we need to get that down and off.
So in other words, it needs to be completely formatted for Right.
Yeah. Because we're not going to spend a lot of time making it pretty.
No.
No. I mean, we need it kind of quickly so that we can get this planning tool done and back to them.
Yeah, because as you see on a planning tool, it makes you cite the location of where these are found. That's why.
So again, we're going to go through each of these elements, and then we're going to tell them where it is in the plan.
And Mason has, in his comments, which I made sure to keep, there's some clues in his comments. He cites some of this stuff. So
from the elements.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have is elements A, B, C, E, and F.
Yeah. I figured I'd do D, and then I forgot to put it on the agenda.
Oh, okay. So you left it out?
Yeah.
So between the rest of us, how do we want to split up A, B, C, E, and F?
Which document are you referencing, by the way?
Yeah,
I've got it pulled up on the screen, and am I not screen sharing, Gorgie?
You are not, so that might be kind of nice to have, just so I know exactly what we're looking at.
So, one question here to the documents. I'm always a little bit confused because there is a actual name to it, but then when I copy and paste it, it shows up as plain number. Why?
Don't understand.
You don't?
So this is just the planning, plan review checklist, right, Jocelyn?
Yes.
The planning tool?
Yes.
This is the local mitigation plan review tool.
Tool, yes.
We have to send that in with the plan. That's
so that they can quickly go through and hit the points and see whether or not we met them based on where we put them.
Okay, so just to clarify what I meant, the documents on the meeting package, they have an actual name, a readable name.
Mm-hmm.
But if I copy them over, it shows up as just the number.
Or when you download it, that's the way it comes from the state website. And what you have to do is open the PDF, copy the title, and paste it in the file name.
That was exactly my point.
That's how the state website works.
Well, that is
sucky
because...
Well, okay, Ms. Spencer,
because
I thought Jocelyn just sends us the stuff she wants us to work on, the document.
I'm just saying it gets kind of confusing if you have these numbered items and they come up, or you have to put in the name that is in the meeting package.
I don't quite see what you're...
Okay. I'm not understanding you.
Okay. If you open the meeting package...
Mm-hmm. From the web.
There is a name for the document in there. Like, for example... 2025 Hello Mitigation Plan Working Draft and so on.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay. You take that or want to download it, it shows up as 1300731.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
That's how it comes from the state.
Like, you understand that.
Okay. I've never downloaded it from the
issue is, if we do have names for it and a number, I basically have to hand enter it and make sure that I delete the old stuff and get the right stuff in. Does that make sense?
If you're keeping all the old stuff too, I guess you gotta manage it somehow. I don't.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
If they would have distinct names, not just distinct numbers.
We have no control over that number business.
Well,
that's if you download the packet from the state, it assigns it a number. We have no control over that.
Okay.
Jocelyn can send us the document by email that we'll be working on so that we're all on.
And then you'll get the name.
Yeah.
It's when you download it from a state website that you get the number.
Well, just leave the number. It's fine too, but to have two different nomenclatures is
the
somewhat difficult. But it's a distinct number.
So which element do you want to work on?
So what we're going to do is Colleen's going to fix this document, and then I will send that out to everybody. So okay. You will not be getting it off the okay. state website. You'll be getting the real live version. Because it's really important to get the right page numbers. So you need to be on the right document.
Okay. So we will not get the state.
No.
Meaning
that thing. Once Colleen makes this wonderful clean document, I'll send it out.
Okay.
Just to you guys.
Yeah.
To do this part of the project.
I can take elements E and F and that, or wait, there's four of you. I guess I don't have to take two.
So I still cannot see a list of those.
Okay, so element A is the planning process. Element B is the risk assessment. Element C is mitigation strategy. Element E is the plan update. Element F is the plan adoption. It's all in the, are you not seeing my screen share?
I'm seeing your screen share, but it's only showing a chunk of it, and it didn't have the actual breakdown of those.
Yeah, because it's a huge document.
Yeah.
Here's element A, and then you're going to, element B. For each one has several things under it. You got to go through and find out where they exist in our plan and enter that.
Yeah.
And it's just a page number, or?
Location, section, and or page number. Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Okay, then.
So how would you like to cut it up?
By element. I guess there's five of us. We can each take one.
Okay. I'll just take the first one that's not already claimed. So if somebody's doing A, I'll do B, or if A's not taken, I'll do A, or whatever else.
Just tell me one and I'll take.
Okay, Dorje is A, Colleen is B, Egmont is C, Ron is E, and I am F.
Okay. There you go.
Okay, so we will wait to hear from you with the updated document. Did everybody get your element? Okay.
So what I need from Jocelyn is the corrections to the text that we talked about,
and
then send it to me, and I'll figure out the new page number.
So what kind of, and I will also find the old plan review tool, because maybe that'll help us.
And then send us the plan review tool and the final document, and then we'll each go through and note our sections.
And then
get how, when you need it.
Well, that's okay. And when you do your update, to leave Mason's comments. Let's not get rid of Mason's comments.
Yeah, leave them there. Finish so we can reference them.
So you need to send me that Word document that has them. I just have a PDF.
Yeah. So we won't get rid of that till we finish the review tool, because he gives clues in those comments.
Yeah, yeah. You can just search in the document for like A1. You can find all.
You can find it. He gave us some help on that front.
Okay.
So that was good. So what are we talking time?
Yeah, timeline on this.
Well, we kind of like to get this back to him, what, before the end of the month?
That would be nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
That's putting a little bit of pressure there on you two on those parts to get it.
I'll get this document fixed and to you by Monday afternoon.
Cool.
Does that sound good, Colleen?
Yeah.
There isn't much for me to do. It shouldn't take me long, but I got the council meeting stuff too that I'm working on.
Yeah, also doing the cup renewals and luckily pretty much done with the survey.
It is busy. The next 2 weeks are really busy. We have a lot of meetings. We have the flood meeting. Dorje, are you going to be able to go to that flood?
The 18th one?
Yeah.
The discovery meeting? Yeah, I'm planning on going to that.
Good. Okay, cool.
So that gives you, how long would you like to do this project, your cleanup?
I can just sit down and do it. It'll just take
By the end of next week.
Okay.
So maybe next Thursday, I will send everybody their stuff.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
And we'll reference all of these numbers off that one. Correct.
when you mean
we're going to be referencing the numbers off of that.
The multi-jurisdictional summary sheet.
Yeah.
And please make sure to update the name of the document so it's noticeable that it is the current state or the most recent one.
Yeah, the semi-final draft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have about five different ones that just have a different number in the parentheses at this point.
Right, yeah, we've had a few drafts.
Yeah, there's been a few. Yeah,
well, the modified date should help you too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's our plan. I'm going to get this stuff to you Monday, and then I'll get it to everybody Thursday.
I'm supposed to be done with the page number by the 20th.
Do you have time to work on one, Ron? Try it out? Okay. All right.
And then... How long do you guys, when do you guys, do you say in the end of the month? So
if you have a draft by next Thursday.
Yeah.
That's the 20th.
Start running into.
Then we're running into Thanksgiving week.
So let's maybe say the first Tuesday of December or something. I don't know. I don't have a calendar.
Are we going to have a meeting in December?
Well, if you get the thing by Thursday, and we can get it back to you by the following Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Is everyone going away for Thanksgiving? Are you going anywhere?
I'm not going far.
Do you have people coming in? Or?
No, I'm just going to Grand Junction probably.
Oh, okay. Nice. Well, can we shoot to have it back to Jocelyn by Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving?
What date is that? It's
pretty the 26th?
Yeah.
Wednesday.
I mean, that would give us almost a week to work on our section.
Yeah. They shouldn't be too hard.
No, I think once we start cruising through them.
We can get away with just page numbers. That helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see.
Okay, well, that's a good plan.
I think so.
Yeah.
So then...
And then
after Thanksgiving,
you get shoot it off to him and
send it off. That jumps our timeline noticeably because I figured we weren't going to get this out of here until January.
No, I think we can do. I think we can do that if we stick to it.
When do we have our public hearing? We have to wait till after they approve it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which may definitely fall into the January.
Well. Yeah. That's the whole point.
The government might not be shut down anymore.
Really?
These guys aren't furloughed either.
Their state or?
The state and FEMA aren't furloughed right
now. Oh, okay. Well, see, that's my point is there's no point in us messing around with this anymore. We need to just get her done and send it in because they're going to come back with problems. So let's just let them have at it and then we'll
fix them.
Yeah. It depends on who we get reviewing it and how kind they are that day.
Kind of,
yeah.
I hope that woman from Dark Side
quality denied it. Yeah, she was bad. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks, everybody. I think we can keep it short tonight and just plan on getting some work done here in the next couple of weeks.
It would be wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay.
Make a move, that'll be adjourned.
Sounds good. Well, all in favor. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks. See you, Dorje.
See ya.
So who was doing